loading up the Dickie V machine gun. Take your best shot now.
Awesome, baby.
Test your sports brain with a new question every day online now at theticket.com and win free food from Hooters and Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
The P1 Wild Ass Circus and Desperado's Coaches Show is at Hooters next Tuesday night. It'll be the one in Arlington. North Collins at I-30. The Desperado's Coaches Show with Will McClay will take place at 8. The P1 Wild Ass Circus goes at 9, and Big Dick Hunter presides over both. It is 6:40 here on The Ticket. Quick Hits. Here once again is Cobra. Before we get started, can I just point out one thing from last night's Community Quick Hits?
Oh, yeah. About the Highland Park guy?
Yes, the story of the good doctor.
Who barricaded himself in his house with AK-47s and various other guns.
Yes. His name was Dr. William Blessing. And I found out that his middle name was Scott.
Mm-hmm.
And I suspected that might have been the great Hillcrest High athlete, Scott Blessing, from the 60s. And sure enough, it was.
Yeah.
Is.
He was a good player?
Very good player. But here's something weird. His first name is William, right? And that's what he was known, called in the story. He had a younger brother named Brian, and it was pointed out to me that there was a third Blessing named Bill. Wouldn't his name be William, too?
Maybe his middle name's William.
Well, isn't it odd for the same name to run twice in a family?
Well, if one went by Scott, well, it's poor planning on the parents, but...
Maybe that was the first name of all of them. William Scott, William Bryan?
Yeah, it could be.
That's weird.
William Jennings Bryan?
That's very George Foreman.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was right about that.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Hey, I'm proud of that.
Dateline Rowlett.
I'm not proud that I know who Lonesome Dave Peverett was, but I'm proud of that.
A single player has won the $112 million grand prize from the latest Mega Millions lotto drawing.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
None of you guys went to Rowlett.
I was there last week, pal.
On a remote, right?
Sure was.
This was bought at the Dal Rock Grocery at Lakeview Parkway and Chesa Road?
Chesa Road.
No.
That's where I bought it. I bought it, but I gave it away.
Right.
The store owner said he showed up this morning to open the store up, and he said there were all kinds of cameras and people from Austin ready to congratulate him because he gets 1% of the jackpot.
I thought it was 10.
The store?
No.
1%. So, was 112?
Mm. So he gets over a million.
Yeah. 1.2.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
1.12.
God, the store owner gets $1 million.
Yeah. That entices you to let them put their machines in there, but they get like 1% of everything, of all the winning numbers that come out of there.
Yeah, but, I mean, come on.
Well, you got to give them an enticement to put that machine and go through the hat. Have you ever seen the hassle you got to go through? It's,
I love getting behind lottery ticket guy, too.
I do, too.
Oh, man.
It's almost
that whole thing is the biggest fool's game, and you know what?
It is unbelievable.
Talk to me.
And it has not benefited it.
No. It was a better world without it.
It's almost as bad as getting behind coupon lady at the grocery store.
It hasn't done what
it's
supposed to.
Not near as bad as coupon lady.
I will take coupon lady over lottery ticket guy, especially on big lottery ticket night.
If it's over 50 or 60 million, don't go to 7-Eleven at 8 o'clock at night.
Why is it that guys only buy lottery tickets?
It's not. Everybody
I don't see
buys
many
them.
Women buying.
Everybody does. I see women. I see guys. everything.
You know what cracks me up is the people
that... Bitches.
What cracks me up about the lottery is the people that'll... Oh, it's $30 million. I got to buy a ticket. What, you can't use $3 million?
No, it's not good enough. They need the $50 million. You don't want to waste your time, but you know, going to 7-Eleven and buying a $3 million.
I haven't bought a lottery ticket in 5 years.
You know, I'm guilty of the, if it gets above $50 million, I get interested.
Like I said, you couldn't use $3 million?
No, no. I only basically over $20 million. And so I'll go buy one like once a year, something like that. Have you guys not bought lottery tickets in years?
I don't think I've bought one in 5 years, seriously.
I haven't in a long time.
But
I can't remember the last time I did.
You did.
I've done it a time or two. I've seen what a fool's game it is.
Well, I mean, of course it's a fool's game.
It's a game of chance.
To pick six numbers, it's impossible.
Yes, it's a fool's game.
But there's a chance.
There's no skill in it at all. I like something that gambling where there's a little bit of skill. You know, where you can control a portion of it. You can't control anything.
But the beauty,
pick the numbers.
The beauty of this is you can only spend a buck. You know, at Vegas, you're there, and it's not like you're going to drop $5.
But the payoff is bigger.
Payoff's bigger here.
Not really, because the odds on getting paid off are astronomical.
Right.
I mean, the odds sitting down with $100 at a blackjack table and winning a little bit of money, that's... The odds are good.
Well, I don't feel sorry for, you know, people. I feel sorry for the people who spend their paychecks and
people
go
do
down
that.
There and buy lottery tickets, buy scratch-offs.
They prey on poor people.
Yes. They prey on fools. That's why it's a fool's game.
And the thing is that the lottery was sold to the Texans as a way to help school financing. And it's done nothing. And now they're pulling the same shell game with casino and slot machines. The same thing. Well, if we get this, we can help the schools. Well, what about the probably billions of dollars that have been spent on the lottery in the past 10 years? Where's that money gone to?
To Wilmer Hutchins. Let's see what it did for them.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it built Molina High School.
What about the horse track? I remember all the uproar about the horse track when it came in that, oh, we don't need gambling.
That's different, though.
Why?
Because it's pari-mutuel betting. That's a difference. Because
what is the difference?
Because whatever comes in goes out, for the most part. You know, after you take care of expenses.
Goes out to what?
You pay into a mutual. That's where it comes to. It's kind of like a mutual fund where it grows. Well, that's what pari-mutuel is.
Well, I still don't understand how that's better. It's not like it goes to help
It's more
schools.
Control. And you can control the money better.
Okay.
That's why it's always explained to me.
Do you have any more stories?
Police said that...
I'm wondering.
Three decomposing bodies were found in the back of a repoed van today in Fort Worth.
Thank you.
Listen to how bad this is. A tow truck driver dropped off the van before noon today at a company called Bauer Services. The van previously belonged to North Star, which is a company that transported bodies from the medical examiner's office to funeral homes. No word on how long the bodies have been in there, but sources say it may have been 5 years.
So then it probably didn't stink.
I'm sure it didn't smell rosy.
Well, it was 5 years. That's totally decomposed. That's
yeah, all the stink's worn off by then.
Yeah, in a trunk, though? I'm imagining that trunk, the amount of stink, that five decomposed bodies, that's not what happens when you decompose.
Oh, the dead does fart.
The dead does fart.
I was hoping I'd get that by with that one.
We'll be needing that. We'll be needing both those. Yeah.
So you're speaking of the Grateful Dead as a group and telling us that they
don't
that group does fart.
Okay, now I screwed up by saying the dead does fart, okay? I'll give you that one. I'll give you that one. But don't you remember on Six Feet Under?
Yeah,
where
absolutely.
I hear that they're the dead farts.
Stop saying the F word.
Are worse than the living.
Than the living fart?
Yes. Yes. Because they're rotting in there.
Well, I know this. I know, a friend of mine is a cop.
Mm-hmm.
And
farts?
As a matter of fact, he does because he eats a lot of broccoli.
Oh, dear.
But he found a dead body one time that was in a the back seat of a car, not the trunk.
Mm-hmm.
And when he opened up the car, it had been in there for like a day. And it was like real hot. And when the stench hit him, he threw up immediately, and it made him sick, and it's ruined him to this day.
For dead body?
No, just every once in a while he can draw on that, and he can still smell. He said he'll never get that out of his system, ever. That was 10 years ago.
You guys ever smelled a dead guy?
Tons.
No.
Oh, you worked at, we still have not talked with Danny about working at a funeral home.
Yeah, we have.
No, you haven't.
No, we never did.
You guys have never gotten into that with me.
Tomorrow, 4:30.
We need to do that, Danny. How long did you work at a funeral parlor?
One summer.
Did you do everything?
That's a dead-end job.
You made that joke the last time we did this.
You know, I remember. You're right. We've never talked about that, and that's why.
Because of that joke?
Yes.
It's a bad Greg. One.
Did you do everything?
What do you mean everything?
I mean, like, I don't know.
Prep the bodies?
I helped. I didn't do any embalming or anything like that, but I did go on calls and pick up bodies and help them get dressed, help them get into the casket.
Did you reach up in them and pull their innards out?
They don't do that.
They don't gut them.
Reach up in them?
And pull the innards out.
Mike Reiner. We can talk about that tomorrow if you want.
Was it gross?
Yeah, a little bit.
Did you touch dead people?
Absolutely.
Why'd you do it?
Why did I do it?
Yeah.
This was great money, and I saved up enough that summer to buy that cool Jackson guitar that I wanted.
Still got it?
Hell no.
That stupid heavy metal Jackson
guitar. Yeah, that has the hockey puck headstock. Or the hockey stick.
I was going to say, bring it, we'll work up 17.
Yeah, we can talk about that tomorrow if you want.
So a dude
anytime.
So a dude from Rowlett won 112 million.
Yeah.
You know, he'll have it spent in a year.
A year?
Yeah.
On what?
Copenhagen.
Yeah, that.
Nookie.
He's just going to sit around and dip snuff and screw.
You know, there are very, very few successful winning lottery people. Most of them go through it.
I know. I'll tell you what I'll do to this guy if he's listening right now, if he is the winner, and if anybody knows him. If he pays me $1 million cash, then he can come up and watch the show. That's all I'm saying.
He ain't sitting in here.
How about that? Is that a deal?
Snake.
Then I'll give you guys a couple bucks.
Now, if you won that $112 million, would you tell anybody?
All right, we will allow that only if he brings Corby's Angels with him.
I guarantee you they're from Rowlett.
What else?
We got to go.
Dude,
6:59.
Okay.
It's time for the
successful.
Top 10.
All right, well, let's gear up for the two-minute drill right now, doing so by clearing the lines and reloading accordingly. That next here on The Ticket.